Mental illness is usually a personal matter, the type of sickness that doesn't receive much attention. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, wants to change that. After several years without an organized presence in the state capitol building, NAMI advocates spent this week in Juneau sharing firsthand accounts of living with mental illness. During a panel discussion Wednesday, they turned extremely personal matters into public ones. KTOO's Lisa Fu reports.
When Brandon Williams was in his early teens, his mother was diagnosed with severe bipolar disorder.
When you have a mom with bipolar disorder, you don't always know which mom you're going to get. You know, sometimes you're going to get the mom that's on top of the world, ready to conquer everything. What school assignments do you have? Let's knock them out. And sometimes you get the mom that's just so low and inconsolable that there's, you know, nothing that can bring her out of it.
After numerous visits to the doctor, which didn't fix anything, his mother eventually found the resources and services that started to help.
She found NAMI, where she found peer support, where she found people that understood and that she could actually talk to about what she was going through without being isolated or ashamed or alone, which was life-changing and revolutionary.
NAMI specializes in peer-driven support and education. Groups and programs are led by trained individuals who have experienced mental illness or family members of people who have experienced mental illness. Through a combination of NAMI resources and medication, William says his mother recovered.
My mom finally got to a place where she was someone that was completely controlled by her illness to having complete control over her illness. Our family didn't fall apart.
Williams is an adult now. He's the training and development manager for NAMI Anchorage. His mother, Francine Harbor, is the executive director.
Talking about mental illness is difficult. You know, people look at me now and say, really? You were that sick? And I go, yeah.
Harbor says state grants are crucial to making mental health treatment available. The problem, she says, is most legislators don't often hear from people suffering from mental illness.
Because of the stigma, most people who have experienced recovery don't want to come out and say it because they don't want to be associated with that past.
Psychologist and NAMI Anchorage president Pam Robinson says mental illness is just like any other physical illness, like cancer or diabetes, but it's not looked upon that way. Robinson recalls the reaction when two people close to her were hospitalized.
One person was hospitalized with cancer. The other person was hospitalized with a mental illness. The person with cancer, I had almost too much support. I had to thank people and say, please, no more casseroles. I have no room in my refrigerator. And I was so grateful for all of that. Not so much with a person diagnosed with mental illness. We call mental illness the no casserole illness.
Susan Bogley is a pastor at Aldersgate United Methodist Church in Juneau. She says she isn't afraid of the stigma and made the decision to out herself.
I am bipolar. I've suffered from depression since I was a teenager. So I'm here in front of all of you and saying, yes, I am a leader, spiritual leader in the community, and I do too suffer from mental illness.
Bogley doesn't consider herself recovered, but through the support of her family and NAMI resources, she's managing her illness. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.